the meeting was going normally, I had challenged a couple of items in the preamble to us getting to the point to actually start debating that resolution. And I had asked the president of the commission to make sure I had ample time because I had three amendments that I wanted to put before the commission members to see if they would adopt those to go along with this misplaced idea of this lobbying contract. And she assured me that would be the case. There was one person in the audience that stood up and started saying, "Bankruptcy now, bankruptcy now." And he was a radio talk show host and a guy that, you know, is somewhat controversial, but he's quite entertaining. And so the officials got up, the law enforcement officials, and was escorting him out, and there was a commotion. And then Commissioner Collins, she banged the gavel and said, "The meeting is over." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "We just voted." And I said, "You didn't call for the vote. I haven't had a chance to make my amendments to have them voted up or down." And she said, "Due to all of this out here at your direction," she said, "I directed it," she had no choice other than to do that. And I said, "I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't direct anybody to come here. These people are here of their own free will, and I certainly didn't invite them." But it was over, and I challenged it, and there was nothing I could do. Now, there was over 100 people in the room. I had probably 20 come up to me and say they'd never seen anything like that before. I think it was an illegally done item.
So is there any sort of legal challenge that you can wage on this?
I'm looking into that. Right now it is, it's very difficult to do.
One of the amendments that you had hoped to put forward in Tuesday's meeting had to do with no one locally benefiting from
this contract.
And the Birmingham News has a story quoting a partner in the law firm of Haskell Slaughter. Attorney Michael Choi says Bill Slaughter persuaded Commissioner Betty Fine Collins to consider that Washington, D.C. lobbying group. Now, Collins said in her press conference on Tuesday that she had nothing to do with the lobbying firm.
Makes you wonder about someone's honesty, doesn't it?
Well, you know, Choi has said he was in on the meetings with Collins and the lobbyists and the county attorney and lawyers at Haskell Slaughter and another local law firm. Do you believe the timeline as Choi lays it out in the Birmingham News?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I've heard rumors of these stories, and I did not have the documentation because I was not involved with any of the meetings, but I heard about the meetings, and I heard about what was going on. And I'm not sure all the parties that are trying to be players in this have been identified yet. I think there's another major player to yet be identified, and I can't do that because I don't have documented facts. So,
what do you think is going on here?
I think what was happening, that this was a shell game to get a lot of money back to some local lawyers and some local people.
Well, let me run a scenario by you. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner announces that he's cracking down on lobbying,
right?
That in particular, he's limiting lobbying by banks and private companies. At the same time, Jefferson County Commission is approving this potentially $1 million lobbying contract for Book Hill that I understand is being paid from sewer revenues.
That's correct.
That's money that would be owed to the creditors that the county has, which would be the banks.
That's correct.
You know, there's a theory that the banks, perhaps J.P. Morgan, are actually using Jefferson County as a front to sidestep Geithner's new restrictions on lobbying by banks. What do you make of that scenario?
I think those dots can easily be connected. And somewhere in all that I've read in the last 48 hours, this group was suggested to the players here in Alabama by J.P. Morgan, that J.P. Morgan recommended them. Now, that is a little strange because J.P. Morgan is a people, that is the company we have been negotiating with, and I negotiated with from the first week of February till July when the well-intentioned efforts of Jefferson County was driven into a ditch, and they've never gotten out since then.
Well, theories aside, was the commission vote on Tuesday to approve the lobbying contract political suicide by the three commissioners that approved it?
I think it was political suicide. And it did this. It polarized the people of Jefferson County. I've never seen the people of Jefferson County so aware and so upset about one issue that came up so quickly.
Well, there's been a clock ticking on the sewer bond debt for almost a year now. If you go back and look at media coverage from the end of February, beginning of March of last year, there's a lot of talk about looming deadlines, possible bankruptcy. 11 months later, how likely is bankruptcy, do you think?
I think it's very likely. And the thing that's happened is that we have walked into an umbrella of chaos that we're not the biggest game in the country anymore. Back in February, March, April, and May, and June, Jefferson County was the talk of the country as far as financial problems. Then we started having a meltdown, Bear Stearns, number one. Then we started getting AIG, $40 billion bailout. Then Merrill Lynch gets sucked into another large company. Suddenly, there is a meltdown on Wall Street like never before. And so we are a, you know, we're a speck on page 14C now. We're not item above the fold on page one anymore. So now is the time for us to go bankrupt. Now, all we have to do, this is a non-recourse loan that we have with our bond people, which means all that they can get from us is net operating revenues. And we can afford that.
Of course, that revenue's potentially $1 million less now because of this lobbying contract.
That is true.
How likely is any help from the state legislature during this upcoming session?
Well, I think what happened Tuesday, it just imploded any hopes of getting anything done. I talked to two or three elected officials in my, from over the mountain. They said they've never received so many phone calls and so many emails as they have on this particular issue that happened Tuesday of this week on the on us hiring these lobbyists. So they cannot turn around and take a what is going to be asked of them is take a 1 cent sales tax and vote to extend it another 40 years out to 40 years. To pay off J.P. Morgan and others.
There's been a lot of focus lately on government corruption, what with the indictment of Mayor Langford. How likely is it, do you think, we're going to see some criminal or civil action out of what's going on in the county?
Oh, well, I hope we see it if there has been criminal activity going on, and that is what the three, that Larry Langford and Blunt and LaPierre were indicted on. Now, an indictment is not a conviction, but it was a, I read the indictment and it was it sounded pretty incriminating.
How far do the tentacles reach, though, you think, beyond those three?
Yes, I do, from what I hear. I was not around when all this happened. I'm not Pollyanna, but, it was on fire when I got here. We haven't spent any money since I got here. One of the reasons I ran for office was I saw a train wreck coming and stood out in the wilderness screaming that, and people called me an alarmist.
Do you ever feel like you're in a John Grisham novel?
John Grisham has never been this creative, and I like his novels.
Okay, maybe a Tom Clancy.
Yeah. I just don't know if anybody can be creative enough to come forth with this. I mean, some of the things that happen are just, bizarre.